Well, you know, you can go back to school and so on. And I got to admire Darren Jodway back here with what he's accomplished in school. It's pretty impressive, and it's not easy to do. And he continues to go on. Those of us that can't or choose not to go back to school for whatever reason, we make that choice. In my view, the best way to get some intellectual development is by reading good newspapers. Now, what constitutes a good newspaper? In my view, the USA Today is one of the best newspapers that your money can buy. You could subscribe to this thing for like $142 or $132 a year. So it's pretty reasonable. It's a perfect newspaper for a sales guy. I remember at one of these programs, a guy saying to me, John, I take customers out to lunch. I don't know what to say. Well, man, you're not reading anything. And you know, my son said to me, is Wichita a state? You know, I'm going, hey, Scott, you know, get with the program. You know, there's some basic things you need to know. Where are you going to learn them? Go back to school? Probably not. But newspapers, you know, there's maps and things like that. And this newspaper covers a wide range of subjects. In my view, it is fantastic. It gives the information in a way that is extremely helpful. And you can cut articles out of here and give them to customers. Now, my son said, oh, Dad, that's boring. I'm not going to read the New York Times. Well, today we're in a global economy. There is absolutely no way that you can find out what's going on in the world without reading something that gives you good information about the world. The New York Times is the best document on the planet to get information about what's happening on a global basis. I don't mean to be with braggadocio here, but in the last 2 years, I have been in emerging markets, largely in China. And, well, one of the reasons I was over in China, but also just figuring out what's going on. Does anybody know what happened to the Chinese index last year? Their stock exchange index? Does anybody have any idea? Last year. It's huge. Just amazing. You can buy indexes on that today. And I've been in that for the last couple of years, and I've done very well. The Wall Street Journal, you know, all of you are personally responsible for your own financial well-being. I'm 60. I got a lot of friends that are 60. I spent 3 weeks in my van riding around Florida playing golf from December 26th to January 19th or something like that. My friends are saying to me, John, I don't know how you can do it. Well, I'll tell you one thing. I spent a lot of time reading good newspapers my whole life, learning stuff. Do you think this stuff might help you make a decision somewhere along your life? Sure. A lot of people are saying, oh, John, you're 6 years old. You put all your money in savings. You should put all in having income-producing funds. I'm 60 years old. I could live to be 90. That's 30 years. I've lived through two recessions, big-time recessions. I've lived through probably 20, but two major serious recessions, one in 87, one in 90. They both recovered fully in less than 5 years. Back to whole. I'm a young man. I'm 60. I can live another 30 years. I can go through a couple. I can be aggressive in my investment portfolio. And if I lose it all, I can get it all back 5 years. I'm not going to sell anything. I just keep it. So I don't need to be in things dribbling in at 3 or 4%. That's nuts for a guy my age. So I got my portfolio, and I hope I'm here to tell you about this in the future. My portfolio is a very aggressive portfolio. Somebody might say, my portfolio is like somebody who's in their 20s. I can do it because I think I know what I'm doing. I read a lot of stuff, what's going on in the world, and I think about it. And I think I could be aggressive because I know more than the other guy. The other guy might be sitting there saying, oh my God, I'm going to put mine in U.S. savings bonds. And I had a girlfriend that had her whole life savings in U.S. savings bonds after taxes, and her company had a 401. Can you believe that? Where her company gave her 50% of her money, she was in U.S. saving bonds after taxes. Making good business decisions, helping your customers, and being known for helping your customers in a broader way is what it's all about. So if you're going home watching TV for 6 hours a day like the average family is, you might want to cut that back to like 4.5 hours and think about reading something that might help you intellectually develop your vocabulary, your thought process, your information sources, and that sort of thing. And these kinds of newspapers, in my view, are better than going on the internet and clicking down through Yahoo News or Excite News or one of those things and just getting those things here. When you have something like this, you can read through. I can read the Wall Street Journal, the front page, which is where the majority of information is, in 5 minutes. Now, am I reading the whole thing? No. But you can ask me questions about it, and I'll bet you I know the most of the stuff that's on the page in 5 minutes. It takes a while. It's disciplined. It's about reading stuff and so on, just kind of getting the essence of what's there. If the article can't help me, I'm not going to read it. It's just reading what's going to help me. And you go into an account, and you sit down with an executive at the account, and you say, oh, I was just reading something about this. And that guy read it in the Wall Street Journal. He's probably going to say something like, oh, did you read that in the Wall Street Journal? Oh, yeah, I did. Well, right there, you've differentiated yourself from some of the other sales guys out there. Now, you could be sitting there with the wheel of doom like my son. Yeah. And I'll tell him to move over so you guys could sit down alongside of him. Oh, I can't read that. It's boring. If you're spending your time reading papers like the Detroit Free Press and the news, you're wasting your time. You could take that paper and you could get that all down to a little thing that you could blow your nose on. And that's all. The rest of it's worthless, in my view.